Imam al-Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, the Imam of millions of Hanafis across the globe, and one of the greatest scholars that this Ummah ever saw. SubhanAllah, Imam al-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, one of his outstanding features and qualities was his intelligence. He was so intelligent that even the great scholars of his time, his contemporaries, they confessed that such an Imam was not seen. SubhanAllah. Let me narrate an account which will highlight to you the intelligence of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. During his time in Kufa, there was an individual who would ma'azallah badmouth the Khalifa of the Muslims, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala, and he would say very nasty things about him. When Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh found out about this, he visited that person and he said to him, "I have a proposal for your daughter. I have found a person, a potential husband for your daughter, and he's very God-fearing, very righteous, and he performs the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance." And when the other person heard this, he said, "Why wouldn't somebody be interested in such a proposal? He'll become a means of my izzah, my respect and honor increasing amongst my family members." And then Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, "This one issue, he has one problem, and that is that he is not a Muslim." And this is when that person said, "Oh Imam, you are supposed to be a man of intelligence, a great Imam of this time, and you're advising me to get my daughter married to a non-Muslim? How can this be?" And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, SubhanAllah, again, look at the intelligence and wisdom of this great Imam. He said, "That you are not willing to accept this person to be a husband for your daughter because you believe he possesses a defect. Then how for one moment can you believe and accept that the Prophet of Allah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, married two of his daughters, one after the other, to Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, and someone in your eyes who is not righteous? How did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam marry both of his daughters to such an individual? If he was, as you say, if he was impious, if he was not righteous, then how could the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this?" And this is when he realized the error of his ways, and from that day on it's mentioned that he no longer possessed this enmity and this ill feeling towards Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala, and this was due to the intelligence and wisdom adopted by Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi in rectifying that person.